answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Will Fauci get away with it? May 11th is coming fast. Did justice just miss its deadline? Senator Rand Paul just issued a public ultimatum. The Justice Department has 1 week to charge Fauci for allegedly lying to Congress about funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Republicans like Senator Paul say documents show NIH money flowed to EcoHealth Alliance and to the Wuhan lab. Yet Fauci testified under oath there was no such funding, a claim he and allies have repeatedly defended. A 5-year statute of limitations on lying to Congress expires May 11th. After indictments hit a former Fauci advisor, critics say it's absurd DOJ hasn't acted. And a messy Biden autopen pardon story raises questions that only a court can test. New acting AG Todd Blanche needs to move immediately on this. Indict, or explain why powerful elites get a pass. May 11th is coming quickly. What do you think? Will this be the first step towards accountability for the crimes against humanity Fauci and his ilk pushed on this world? Or will he flat out get away with it?
Well, here we are. This is May 11th. That was a piece put together by an independent news YouTuber the other day. But we are here at May 11th. The statute of limitations running out on perjury charges if you're going to file them against Dr. Fake. We have not done so. Now, part of the concern has been, well, he had a presidential pardon from Biden, probably an auto pen pardon. And I think we should be challenging it. And I don't see the Trump DOJ, Todd Blanche, and the rest of them moving forward. Now, maybe they're doing something in the background that's going to bring up even more and additional criminal charges. But we're, damn it, we're right at May 11th, and we haven't done anything to hold Fauci accountable. You're right. I am PO'd, and I'm sure many of you are. What Fauci put this nation through, your family, you, your business, and he's just going to walk away after lying directly to Congress. I mean, everything shows he lied. But again, Joe Biden gave him, quote, a presidential pardon for any and all crimes he might have committed or might still commit during that period of time. And that was probably an auto pen signature. Or some staffer. Who the hell knows right now? Dr. Fauci still remains under intense political pressure, as well he should, an investigation, but we're not getting anything. I'm tired at swiping at the wind. In January 25, Biden issued an 11th-hour preemptive pardon for Dr. Fauci. He has not been charged, but his top former advisor, Dr. David Morans, was indicted by a federal grand jury in April, last month, on charges of conspiracy and concealing records related to COVID-19 origins. Now, is that a backdoor end to getting to Fauci? By going ahead and, because he did not have a pardon from Biden. So is that a backdoor to get to Fauci? It could be. I'm not saying it is. I'm just raising that issue. Senator Rand Paul, of course, continues to refer Dr. Fauci to the Department of Justice. But right now, as of today, May 11, the statute of limitations is run out on perjury charges against Dr. Fake. If you had not made your voice clear to your senators and your congressmen, shout it again. Fauci must pay. He must be held accountable. Now, if the DOJ, again, I don't know their inner workings. I don't pretend to be a legal expert. But the fact that they did indict Dr. David Morans, his former top advisor, on charges of conspiracy and concealing records, that's right in line with what we have on Fauci. So maybe there's some game still in play. If it is, I say I want a full court press immediately. Am I ticked off? You're damn right I am. And, of course, here we are, Larry Connors, USA, hour number one on May 11th. Freedom Day for Fauci, as it appears. So far. Thanks for joining us for hour number one. And, yeah, we come out of the gates like a bull, ready to go. And with Larry Connors, USA, as you know, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right now. I promise you that. In our next hour, pay attention to this. Last week, and I didn't have time to get to it in great detail, New York Governor Hochul decides she will push and go along with school choice for parents to make the decision where their kids go to school. That would mean New York would become the 30th state, but she's doing it right in the face of the liberal teachers' unions, which are trying to control everything. Well, now this is going to be an interesting bout. This is a cage match. We will get to that in our second hour. And later this hour, we've got a Texas oil man, CEO of a major corporation in Texas, on what we should expect with gasoline prices now and into the near future and beyond. And our story behind the story today, you're going to get a little personal and reflective, not only for me, but for you. Have you ever stopped to consider what your parents sacrificed for you and your siblings when you were growing up? Things they did you never knew about, never even thought about. I think it's time we step back and rethink that, especially just following Mother's Day and Dad's Day, Father's Day still to come. All right, Hunter Boris, on that ship that's now been returned, and they've found 13 Americans on board. Maybe possibly one of them has it. They're not sure. Again, there are a lot of questions about it. But what they're trying to do already is ramp this up as, could this be the next COVID? Well, Dr. Ted from the World Health Organization is already beginning to issue a few suggestions and directions.
And then the other issue is, I thank the Prime Minister because based on the request WHO made, he accepted. And the request I made was based on international health regulation. And countries are expected to cooperate based on that international health regulation. But not only the IHR, I think we should also be strong believers of solidarity. Solidarity, because that's our best immunity. It's only when we support each other that we can respond more effectively to viruses or to outbreaks like this. And it's also a moral duty.
Now, keep in mind, this involves passengers and crew that were on a cruise ship going through the Canary Islands near Tenerife. Three cases were confirmed, and by last night, all 94 passengers had been evacuated, and two or more are already back in the States. There were 13 or so U.S. citizens on board. Let me correct that, 17 Americans and one British national. The passengers have been taken to Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha to be put in a national quarantine center at the University of Nebraska until they're fully cleared. And they are saying that, yes, some Americans can quarantine at home with help from local health officials. But if they're already beginning to think, if they're already beginning to move into, hey, remember COVID? When Trump was running and COVID broke out and that really shook the nation? And is this a replay, a recopy? You've already made your mind up. And I think you probably echo what President Trump is saying.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering. These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdown. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. There were 8 that had fallen ill to hantavirus on the ship itself. 3 of them died, a Dutch couple and a German national. 6 of them confirmed to have contracted the virus, 2 other suspected cases. But as I said, the Americans are back in Nebraska right now in quarantine, being further evaluated. Let me break something out for you. I have lived with hantavirus for decades in the West Texas area. Texas, particularly that part of it, New Jersey, Georgia, California, Virginia, Arizona, are often known for hantavirus. What is it? It is an infection from what is called the deer mouse. It may come directly from them, their feces, something they nibble on or touch that you end up touching. It may come from fleas that hit them and then hit you. It's hard to say. But I'm looking at stats here. Out of 624 cases reported, and this was 96% of them in states west of the Mississippi, over the past 20 years, 624 cases reported. Fatality rate, 36 to 38%. And generally, they were vulnerable in health anyway. Now, I'm not dismissing anyone who dies from that, but I don't want you to suddenly, oh my God, here we go again. No. There was an outbreak in the Four Corners region of the U.S. in 1993. And again, it was traced directly to the deer mouse, the rodent that spreads it either through excretion or in other ways. But in 20 years, 624 cases. No. We're not going to do a lockdown over this. There's part of your education for today, by the way. President Trump is to meet the Chinese Premier Xi Thursday in Beijing, and in the talks, obviously, Iran. A Heritage China Affairs advisor says China, while wanting the Iranian oil and kind of working to get it if it can, he says they are betraying Iran.
From what I've heard from China, they're laying out a wonderful banquet and sightseeing, and this is their friend, President Trump, is coming to town. Now, that's not because of his personality, which I'm sure you and I both know is wonderful. It's because of the power he's demonstrated in Venezuela, Iran, and Cuba's next, as he puts it. So I'm quite surprised that the Chinese, they used to be so aligned against us, and they used to see us as a collapsing, weak power that had no future. I think that's changed. It reminds me of, you remember the story in Mar-a-Lago when Trump fired the 59 cruise missiles.
Yeah. Chocolate cake. While they're eating chocolate cake.
And he leaned over. Let me tape record that story. So
while they were eating chocolate cake, which is a Mar-a-Lago Trump special. It's highlighted on the menu there. And that's what he did it.
That's exactly true. Remember that time when Premier Xi was being treated in a luxurious way, obviously, as a head of state at Mar-a-Lago, and during dessert while they're having chocolate cake, Trump makes it clear to them, we just fired missiles into Iran and our other enemies. That's Michael Pillsbury. Now, I'm not going to say that China is our friend. He didn't go that far as well, but he says they seem to be leaning more toward us than they do Iran, but they need the oil. So they want the straits, they want these straits open. But right now, they seem to be sitting on the edge, maybe to distract Iran. You don't know what we're going to do next, do you? More than us. But General Jack King has an answer. go back in, finish.
Thank God for President Trump. I mean, he's our ultimate backstop here because he's not going to take a lousy deal. And just look at what the Iranians are proposing to us. One, to keep part of their nuclear enterprise, and that obviously is not acceptable. Two, to maintain sovereignty over the Straits of Hormuz indefinitely. And then the other three are all about, we know the regime is likely going to survive even if we return to combat operations, but we would want it to be so weakened that it's vulnerable to collapse. But if we make this deal, three of the provisions that they're asking for are all about financing their recovery. Unfreeze the frozen assets, remove the sanctions, and we want reparations for the damage that's being done. So certainly, President Trump has absolutely rejected that. I think we've given negotiations truly a test of time to see if it would work, and it's not going to work. And my judgment is the best thing to do is go back and finish what we started in terms of assigned military objectives.
And then Iran can start rebuilding itself if it ceases and definitely says no more nukes. But Tehran is telling the administration, Trump, that nuclear material is buried so deep we can't even reach it. Well, then let us into the country to see and verify, because we don't trust you one damn bit. And here comes Fareed Zakaria from CNN.
If we go back to combat operations, are likely to hit as primary targets.
That'd be General King there, but Fareed Zakaria.
Here's my take. Why is the most powerful country on the planet unable to get its way with a much smaller, weaker country that has been ravaged by economic sanctions and military strikes? At one level, the simplest way to understand America's problem in the Iran war is to use game theory. Donald Trump decided to play a game of chicken with Iran. Think of two drivers racing straight at each other. In these situations, if the stakes for one side are existential and for the other much lower, the side with those bigger stakes usually prevails.
Oh, well, but Zakaria says Trump got us into a war. You want a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran? The answer should be an absolute firm no. Coming up, a Texas oil man talking about the gas prices, what you're paying today and you might in the near future. Our story behind the story, sacrifices our parents made. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot your eye down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Oil prices moving again today, as you would expect. And, of course, the stock market reacting some or not. It will. You can't watch it on a daily basis. Let's put it this way. You watch it on a daily basis, it may look like a jet zooming by. Or you watch it on a daily basis, and it's a snail slowly crawling. Neither one interests me. I want to know the actual effect. And joining us now to give us a better picture, he is the founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation, oil and gas operator and investment firm in Dallas. Wrote the book, by the way, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, and Jay Young. Welcome back, Jay.
Larry, great hearing your voice, and glad to be here.
Well, we're glad
to have an interesting day today.
Well, J.P. Morgan is saying right now, well, in fact, first of all, J.P. Morgan forecasting U.S. pump prices could hit $5 a gallon. I think we're pretty close there in many areas, probably 8 in California. But Morgan Stanley said if no agreement is reached by late June with Iran, oil could exceed $130 a barrel. Where are we now? Price per barrel.
Yeah, we're right at $100 a barrel, and it's not getting any better anytime soon. We're going to see prices continue to go up because it's just we don't have the oil necessary around the world. It's being shut down, shut off everywhere. So we're at $100 a barrel, and I agree with $130 a barrel really soon.
Well, let's clarify something. We want to be energy independent. Trump said we're back on the road to it. California got apparently their last oil shipment through the strait last week, 2 million barrels. But is this issue should it be hurting us more than the other countries and Iran? Help us understand. Either we are energy independent or we're having to rely on other oil, and especially that comes through the strait.
Yeah, well, you know, that's very interesting because we always talk about, you know, are we independent? Do we need it? Do we need any foreign oil? Why do we? Where do we? But what's happening, and the numbers speak for themselves, we need 20 million barrels a day. Our appetite
right
in the United States right now is 20 million barrels, and we only produce 13.
Right.
I think we're producing a lot less than that, but hey, let's just go with the government numbers at 13 million.
All right. And why are we producing that low if we have capability to produce more, or do we?
Well, we do, but then we're going to need about about 15 different refineries at $30 billion a piece. So it's going to be kind of hard for us to refine all the oil that we need in 100% United States. So we have to send a lot of that oil overseas, and then it comes back. So when it says, when government or Trump says, yeah, well, we're net exporters. No, we're not net exporters. We're just sending oil overseas to get refined, and then we got to have it back.
Well, we've got
oil producing 13 million. We need 20.
All right. We've got oil coming from Venezuela now. What's that add to the equation? What's that add to the equation?
Absolutely. 100%. A lot of refineries along the Gulf Coast right now are not getting the oil it needs. Some of them are 40% capacity because they don't have that. The United States produces the majority of the oil that's produced in the United States in Midland. You've been out there. You lived out there, Larry, but they have sweet crude.
Yeah.
Real high, good quality crude. Venezuela has oil that is so thick that you can almost walk on it. It's that thick.
Yeah, it's just sludge.
That's the kind of oil that our refineries need on the Gulf Coast. And Venezuela's coming up, and we're at 1 million barrels, probably 1.5 million barrels a day right now with that kind of crude. So it's a lot better for our refineries, and that's good. So Venezuela's a good... It's good. It has a lot of reserves. It has 300 billion barrels in reserves. The United States has a lot less than that. So it was great that Trump took over that oil from them or stole it, or I don't know how we talk about it, but we have control over that oil, which is good. We need it.
Now, the other thing that we didn't just get to this point overnight, put Iran aside, we did not get to this point overnight. We had the Biden administration, prior to that, the Obama administration, a little blurt from Trump briefly, but all the regs that were placed, national and state, on various areas to drill, they were imposing such a burden, you couldn't make any money if you went to drill for it, assuming there was oil there.
Exactly. Yeah. And two, we saw rig count going down last year because oil prices would go down $55 a barrel mid-December. And I mean, now it's almost double that. But when you have a lot of these wells here in the United States that don't make sense to drill at $55 a barrel, because every well doesn't produce the same amount of oil. You may have one well sitting at $10 million and you may have one, you know, at $10 million, 3 miles away, they don't produce the same amount of oil.
All right.
Wells in Bakken, the Bakken don't produce the same amount of oil in the Permian. It's just different. Yeah. Different economics. So you have to figure out which ones to drill when and how much is the company going to be able to drill these wells and what the economics are so they have the backing for the output. We need as many barrels in the United States as possible so we are less dependent on foreign countries.
Well, here's my point, and I raise this often with the audience, and I know people, some are being stretched when it goes to pay for the fuel at the gasoline pump. And I know in particular, if you're a small business that has a lot of vehicles running around, trucks delivering things of that nature, it's costing you more. I understand all that, mm-hmm. but I also look at the greater picture of the issue with the Strait and Iran in general is not passage of oil, but no nuke weapon in the hands of Iran. That, to me, is the bigger picture.
Absolutely. And I know Energy Secretary Chris Wright last night came out and said, hey, we may just not putting tax on government, tax on energy, oil and gas, oil.
That's 13, gasoline 17,
for a while because
that's 13 or 17 cents a gallon.
Yeah, exactly. We may just take that. Because we would much rather continue the war than for Iran to have nuclear at their disposal. And I agree with that 100%. And I'm glad that we have somebody like Trump in there that's not going to just knuckle under and go, yep, oh, you're right. Let's just, we'll just knuckle under. And you say you don't have a nuclear? Okay, we believe you. He's not going to do that. He'll make sure.
Now, we're listening to Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Company, also the author of the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Jay, if we'd never had all the restrictions in place, and like California limiting offshore drilling and everything else, and all the get away from fossil fuel approach, we would be in much better shape all the way, would we not?
We definitely would, and we would be producing more oil if Colorado, California, you know, Pennsylvania, New York left some of their moratoriums. It definitely would. But I'll also say this, that we need some of these refineries. I mean, these refineries are clutch. You know, and if they don't, if we don't have the capacity, you can have all the oil in the world, but if you don't have the capacity to be able to produce into gasoline, 42% of a barrel of oil is gasoline and all the other products. So it's not just gasoline. So we need a lot of oil in the United States, and we need more of it. You know, and we're not getting it because of, you know, this, but we also, like I said, we're sending over. We're not net exporting. We're exporting oil, but we're also getting it back because we have to use the refineries of these other countries.
And I'm glad you clarified that, because also it's a matter of maintaining some trade relations. And obviously they're making some money on the other end as well. And it's not just gasoline. We're talking about diesel fuel, and we're talking about aviation fuel.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different products, like 6,000 different products that need crude oil.
So what do we do about
a lot of people just think that
In our last minute, very quickly, I mean, what about all the other products being produced because they're oil-based and so forth? Can all of those just kind of stop for a period of time? Would that help or not?
No, it raises the price of everything. It's like transportation. It's like diesel. It's like a lot of different, you know, countries with and counties and states, because they need products. We need a lot of this because we need to drive diesel prices down, because we need to be able to farm and make money off farming and help farmers out.
Yeah.
And also, Larry, I want to say that I will send some copies of my book, some signed autographed copies of my book, if you go to my website.
All right.
You know, kingoperating.com. I'd love to send some out. And a lot of great people out where you live, and I'd love to talk to them about, you know, investing, or what the reason why I wrote the book.
I'll tag that on our social media. Reason. I'll tag it in our social media later, kingoperating.com.
You're the man.
All right. Jay Young, thank you very much for your time and your assessment.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
God bless America.
God bless America. Amen. Coming up, our story behind the story, a time of reflection, not just for me, but for you. Have you ever stopped to consider the sacrifices your parents, your grandparents made for you?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it: Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rocked. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rocked. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock. Till broad daylight. We're going to rock, going to rock around the clock.
So, how many memories does that song trigger for you? And for many of you, it was a great time. It was happy days all the time. And you just went about your life, you and your siblings. Now you're at a different age and a different realization. It was not always so great. Now, I want to stress something here. I know that, regrettably, not every child, even among those listening as adults now, had a happy childhood and grew up in a loving, caring family. That breaks my heart. It really does. No child should have to go through some of the things kids went through back then nor today. This was not at that time pushing gender ideology or anything. It's just the fact that how they were raised. And there were numerous cases. I did an extensive documentary on Channel 4 years ago on incest occurring inside families, obviously, sometimes involving the father and his own children or, quote, stepchildren, and are not a father but, quote, an uncle or a family friend. So I want to really stress that right now. Not every child did have a happy life. Hopefully they haven't gotten something like that, but it hasn't affected them where they cannot continue and maybe create a better life, a new life, a good life for children they have. Or, you know, the sign of that is that maybe they're repeating the sins of their fathers. But let's focus on, for the most of us, what we went through and what we had. Let me ask you a few questions. You don't have to answer or not. I'll leave it to you. This is the honor system. Did you play in any sports? I see that many of you did. Did you play in the band? Probably again. How about the choir? Did you participate in any extracurricular activities? that maybe were based at the school or anything else. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Did it ever occur to you during that period of time that often your parents had to dig into their own pockets to help see that you got to go on some of those sports trips and our scouting events or whatever else you were involved in? We just took it for granted, did we not? I have to shamefully admit I did. I was on the wrestling team in the junior high school. In fact, the year before I went into high school, so it had been, what, eighth? I think we had four-year high schools, and I think it had been the eighth grade. And we took a lot of wrestling trips. It never dawned on me that Mom and Dad probably had to come up with some money so I could go on that trip. This was not even sanctioned by the school. It was an extracurricular activity outside of school. But several of my schoolmates did participate, and others I didn't know. Sometimes we went from West Texas to El Paso, the far, far, farthest point you can go, west in Texas. Sometimes we went to Austin for a wrestling meet. And we often double bunked in motel rooms, not the high-end hotels or motels, obviously. And I'm sure that even those who were in charge of the program helped raise some money, and we would have bake sales or things of that nature, something, car wash, whatever, to raise money. But you have to know that there were times your parents had to reach into their own pocket and bring it out. And I regret that I did not keep that in mind or even think about it. My parents never told me, you can't go because we can't afford it. Dad, working in the oil field business, didn't, as a driller, roustabout, did not make that much money. And we had three other kids. And as they got of age, they had such activities. So again, my parents had to dig into their pocket for it. I never heard one time, in my case, not one time, a complaint about it. If I was pursuing it, I was staying out of trouble, I was keeping my grades up, I was doing chores I was supposed to be doing at the house, which, by the way, my parents, my dad in particular, did not believe kids get paid any money for doing chores at the house. He said, that you should do anyway. Well, when my kids came along, I did offer them a little remuneration for doing things that they should have done anyway. How about you? How did you do it then, and how do you do it now with your kids? But it hit me so hard, I was truly regretting. I never took time to think of the additional sacrifices they probably made. We were not living high. We didn't buy a new car all the time. In fact, I remember one time we got a new car, but generally we were buying used cars. I remember Dad buying me a used car for my first car. I didn't have the money to buy it, but of course I had to go out and earn money for the gasoline, but he bought it for me. And my brother and each of my sisters over a period of time. Think back, just think back on what your parents did for you and your grandparents. How many times were you with them, maybe for the summer, for a few weeks or whatever it might be, and you got a special treat? Maybe you got to go to the Dairy Queen or something. Did you ever think once about how are they paying for it? Is this a strain on what budget they might have? I'm thinking you probably did not. We were kids, and they didn't think we should be bothered and burdened by that thought. They wanted us to enjoy life to the best they could provide. And again, I know there were kids that not have even a fraction of what I got. But their parents might have also been doing what they could. They just couldn't go the extra distance. And you had aunts and uncles. If you had basically a nuclear family, you did have aunts and uncles that were probably in and out of your lives from time to time. And some of them gave you lasting memories. And if you spent time, if your grandparents were alive, you spent any time with them, again, lasting memories. But at the time, you weren't thinking about how this will fit into my life going forward. And what this will mean to me today that I'm doing, that in decades forward, would mean more to me then than it does at this very moment. We were kids. We were enjoying life. I remember one Christmas. My brother and I shared a room. This is when we finally were living in a true house, not a mobile home, trailer home. And we woke, or I guess I woke and then woke my brother. Look, Dad was pushing with Mom. They were pushing bicycles in for each of us to put at the foot of our bed so we would wake up in the morning and see it. Well, now we're awake, and we see they have lights on them. Can we go for a ride? It was December, obviously, Christmas, and it was pretty cold that night in West Texas. They agreed to let us go around the block one time using the light. And we got back, parked those bikes, and eventually went back to sleep to get up the next day and spend forever riding a bicycle. I did not once consider how much they cost and what kind of sacrifice it might have meant on something that Mom and Dad wanted to get for each other or something else they hadn't planned. But then there's the other thing. Those memories, those slices, those touches. And now you as an adult, where do you stand on that in addition to whatever you provide for your children or grandchildren? So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
You know, in thinking through some of these things, there were certain things I did with each of my granddads that was different. With one of my granddads, I learned to ride horses and learned to become a cowboy and roping and things of that nature. My other granddad had nothing to do with horses, but he had a cabin on a lake. He took me out learning to fish, teaching me how to run a trot line, how to set it up, how to take a treble hook without hopefully pulling it into one of your fingers or your palm and then trying to extract it. Painful, painful. But how to work blood bait, as we called it, a mixture of stuff I don't even imagine, can't imagine what it consisted of. But you had to pack it like a meatball around that treble hook. I know it often had tobacco juice because that's one of the last things he did, spit on it with tobacco juice before we put it into the water. Catfish loved it. We came back the next morning, often had catfish to pull up. That was an event that I loved doing. Same thing as roping and riding horses. And my grandmothers did different things with me. I remember my grandmother going one time to buy a ping pong attachment for a table, her dining room table, so my brother and I could play ping pong. She had to come up with the money. And my other grandmother one time taking me out for a all-you-could-eat buffet-type dinner. Of course, I couldn't eat that much, but still, they paid for it. and aunts and uncles had different relations with us. I'm sure it's the same for you, but each one of those now is a treasured memory. They shared a slice of their life with you. A memory. An event. In addition to their love and prayers and just being near you and loving you. But as a kid, we took it for granted even then, didn't we? If you have children or grandchildren now, I would suggest you sit them down and kind of give them a perspective. Not a lecture, a perspective of what it was like for you and how you were treated. And not trying to say you have it so much better. Hopefully they do. But mainly the memories you're building. My grandparents long passed. But I can still see as if it were just this morning, riding with my granddad through a pasture looking for cattle, or with my other granddad pulling a trot line up and taking catfish off of it. They shared living, lasting memories, slices of their lives, and I will forever be thankful. I'm sure you feel the same way. That's why I said today, let's just take a moment to reflect, think back. Tomorrow, the story behind the story. Charles Lindbergh, our famous aviator, his baby is kidnapped. It was on May 12th. When the baby Lindbergh was found dead. The story behind the story of baby Lindbergh. That will be tomorrow. Coming up, the New York governor pushing for school choice vouchers right into the face of the leftist labor teacher unions. How's that going to go? My guest will get into that. We have a second hour coming. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers.com. Benson'sJewelers.com. Benson'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.